Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's a show we call The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Yes, yes, that's what we call it. That's the name of the show. Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Coming up, we're going to head to the hardwood and get some fantastic insight, as we always do, from Adam Trigger, the professional sports handicapper from Wager Talk. My mom is definitely a professional gift giver when it comes to food. I mean, I said, like I always say, I've said on this show for freaking almost 5 years, we need groceries. We need groceries. But then, instead of getting groceries, which we got to do this week, which I say every week, my mom has sent 2 boxes of food this way. Like, we got barbecue, we got a pecan pie yesterday. I've got so much sausage and meats. I don't know what to do. This could sustain us for another 2 or 3 weeks, and the pie is going to be gone in like 24 hours. We got that last night. We've already finished like a quarter of that. So, man, this is gluttony season. I'm very excited about this pie.
Ah, one season Jake's family sent us Omaha steaks. Like, you know, the package that has, like, all the steaks and burgers and twice-baked potatoes and stuff. And it's amazing. And because it's frozen, it lasts forever. Well, not forever, but you get what I'm saying, where you don't have to cook it immediately. So it is a good, you know, gift option. And no, we are not sponsored by either of those companies, but maybe we should be for the final show.
For the final show.
One show only.
Our last gasp effort. At a 24-hour sponsorship. Come on, someone's got to be out there. Some company, mom-and-pop shop. Let's take a pie, or a piece of pie from the gambling world, and bring in Adam Trigger from WagerTalk.com, the professional sports handicapper and frequent guest on this show. Adam, good morning to you. Do you enjoy this time of year? I mean, I know college basketball-wise, you have to, but are you a big holiday person?
I'm not a big holiday person. I would have described myself as a big holiday person, but everyone in my family is. And you were talking about the food. Like, all my fiance does is bake, and then her mom bakes, and then my mom bakes, and then I've probably ate, like, I think I'm up like 4 pounds in the last week and a half, just like testing cookies. Like, you know how they're going to come out. You do the same ones every year. So why is there, you know, why is there 2 weeks of test batches before Christmas even starts? So yeah, I'm good at eating all the holiday food, and I think my mother-in-law got me the steaks this year. I overheard a conversation. If that's what it is, I'm very excited for that, Justin. I think that's a great gift. I think that's what I'm getting for Christmas.
Ooh, it's exciting.
Ooh, that's a good one. Anytime it's food, and I'll agree with you on the taste testing, I have to do this with cookie dough, where I'm like, I don't know if the dough tastes good. So I'm going to have three more slices of slice and bake cookie dough. All right, so let's get into college hoops because we know that is your specialty. I want to ask you, who's on your nice list this year? I don't know if it's this way for you, but usually there is an under-the-radar team that, like, I find myself coming back to because nobody talks about them, but they're, like, amazing at covering the spread. Like, over the past few years, it's been Belmont for me. Is there a team like that for you this year?
Man, I need to find a couple of teams like that this year. I'm having a much better football season, which in football is not my main thing, than to start to college basketball. It's just a weird way it sort of started out for me. That being said, it's only December 18th, plenty of time to get it going in college hoop. I look, as far as the top teams are concerned, I put the naughty list together first. At this time of year, I'm starting to weed out the teams that I know I don't really care for and that I want to fade, maybe more so than like the, at least at the very top, when you're looking at the top 25 or that front sort of page on KenPom, there's teams in there. Like a Tennessee is a team I'm not super high on this year. I got to see them up here at the Dome a couple weeks ago, and I feel like they're going to probably play their way sort of out of that top 20. I went down to St. John's on Tuesday, and that's a team, for whatever reason, like, they've been a great money-making fade. I don't know why they lay 20 points every game. Like, that to me is probably has been one of the more overvalued teams. 27-point favorite against Iona over the weekend, a 20-point favorite on Tuesday against DePaul. They're not covering these big numbers. So I'm interested to see if, like, we'll just focus on St. John's for a second. I'm interested to see if, like, the market swings at all. But my gut says it's not going to, because Big East play, like, you look at the Big East this year, it's UConn, it's St. John's, and it's not a very good year for the rest of the conference. And so I think you might be able to make some money playing against St. John's, because I don't see a scenario where they're not laying these huge numbers every game. And I don't know if their offense is good enough, to, like, just cover big numbers on a game-to-game basis. That KenPom rating right now for St. John's, 24th adjusted offensive efficiency, I think is going to come down as they start to play conference games. But the spreads are going to be so big in a lot of those that I think they probably struggle to cover like they have to this point.
Adam, I have to ask you about this road trip you've been on, this college basketball road trip. You just made stop number 69. Nice. Tell me about this.
Yeah, that's not even the funny number anymore. I was at Drexel on Tuesday afternoon, and it was field trip day. It was sold out, and it was all middle school kids, and all they wanted was that scoreboard to show 67, and they finally got it, like, right at the end of the game, and it didn't even matter that it was the visiting team. They went nuts. So maybe that's, like, the number that everyone cares about now. I've been doing it for a few years. I've actually probably been to more than that, but ever since I've been sort of posting the journey on social media, I've done 69 stops. You can follow my TikTok is the same handle that you see on the screen right there. I post a lot of the video content when I, like, walk around the arena is all on there. And in terms of being actionable, I feel like I get an interesting perspective on like what it actually means to go to a game at a lot of these places. I feel like I have more accurate sort of home court ratings for a lot of these schools, at least the ones that I've been to. So it definitely helps, and I fully expect that it'll help this year, even though I'm off to a little bit of a cold start. But I do have a winner for you guys today when we get to it.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Well, first I wanted to ask you about home court advantage in college basketball, because we know, like, some of, like, the main ones that people always talk about, whether it's Cameron Indoor or any of these big schools. How much does it go into your handicap? Does it matter less for some teams? Obviously, like, some have a great home court advantage, but we've seen great teams, like, go on the road and win. Like, it's wild to me. Like, the game that I'm thinking about is the game that Arizona went on the road to UConn, which is a tough place to play, and still won that game. So how much does it go into your handicaps?
Well, it goes into every handicap, but I think what I've really noticed is the books tend to struggle, like, pricing in home court. And it's probably because a lot of the odds makers haven't been to, let's say, a Drexel game, or haven't been to, you know, like wherever, just pick someplace. So I think the home court from like the big time teams that you see all the time, where there's tons of national media at every game, is pretty accurate. But then there's ones that I'm, you know, I think books tend to give too much for altitude in a lot of cases. There's a great scenario last night where Portland State was a huge underdog at Colorado. Weather ended up being so bad that there ended up being no fans at the game. Like, literally, they said,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No fans at the game, don't show up. We're not letting you in. And so there's little things like that where I think some things are priced in too much. Mountain West is a great example where like every home court is like 5 points to the number. I've been to a lot of those Mountain West venues. I don't know if I agree with that on all of them. So it's little things like that. Michigan, our number one team in KenPom right now, number one team in the country. I actually think that they were underwhelming in terms of their crowd. I don't think they're someone at Michigan told me they're a basketball school third, that it's football and hockey, and then basketball is third. And I would have said, like, the crowd at Michigan State was 10 times better than the crowd at Michigan. And I went to see Michigan play number one Purdue with Zach Eddy on a Thursday night at 9 p.m. If I was a student Thursday night, 9 p.m., I'm off the wall by that point. So no excuses there for Michigan. Little things like that.
So, Adam, you're saying KenPom has Michigan number one. We know that. But are they your number one team? If so, why or why not?
Yeah, right now they are. Dusty May is okay. A tremendous coach. They've cleaned up the some of the turnover issues from last year. Number one, you know, KenPom's got a number one defensive rating. They're really top five in both categories. So when I look at the rest of the sort of top 10, I can find more of an issue with other teams. Like, now the one team that really has me interested right now, though, is Iowa State. They missed him in Lipsy for a period of time. Didn't matter. They're still 11-0. That win at Purdue was so impressive. So maybe the Cyclones. If you really sort of force me to, like, go a different way in that top 10, Arizona very good, but I still wonder if they beat UConn if Terrace Reed plays. So I think Michigan or Iowa State at this point is who I would have won. I would actually knock Gonzaga down a couple pegs. I felt like UCLA was a play or two away from really having a good chance to beat them over the weekend.
Yeah, it's tough this time of year to, like, crown, like, who's the best as well, because we have so much of the season left. And, of course, the most meaningful months are still ahead of us when it comes to March Madness. All right, so you hinted at a winner today. So what are we betting on?
Yeah, so this is we're going to go off the beaten path here a little bit, but it's a national TV game. So this is going to be 5 p.m. ESPNU. This is a part of the Chris Paul HBCU Classic. So Jackson State is playing Hampton. This is going to be on a neutral court. College Park, Georgia, I believe it's where the Atlanta Dream play their home games. So smaller arena. I think this event is going to be very well attended. Before the D1 schools play, you have a bunch of area D2 schools. So sounds like there's going to be, I would expect that it's a pretty good crowd. I think both teams will have fans there. I think they'll travel for a game like this. But the way it's listed, I think people need to know it's not a Hampton home game, even though they're listed as the home team. It's a neutral court. And then with some of these smaller not even so much HBCU, like the ones that play in the SWAC and the MEAC, their schedules are, or their records are always going to be very misleading. Jackson State 1-9 on the year, but you have to understand that they've been out, you know, trying to fund the athletic department, right? They got to collect the paychecks and play Illinois, Louisville, Auburn, Arkansas, Houston, Northwestern, a lot of road games. So that's why they're 1-9. Jackson State's a team that's likely going to compete to win their conference in the SWAC this year. I think what people are put off about at Jackson State, why they're such a big underdog here, is the fact that they're losing a lot of these games by 40 and 50 points. But again, that's what a team like Houston, Northwestern, those types of teams are going to be able to do that to you. In this game, now, if you look at what Jackson State's done against light competition, they have the win over Louisiana. Yes, they lost to Kennesaw State. You know, they lost to Winthrop. But again, like, I'm willing to – you talked about, like, you know, this time of year. The conference play hasn't even started yet for most of these teams. So, like, this is really a reset time. I'm not as concerned about the 1-9, and Hampton's the type of team that I think is more of like an even matchup for them. You know, since Deshaun Ruffin, who was a former Ole Miss player, missed the Arkansas game, he's come back and played really well. Aside from the Houston game, he's at like 20 points a game. And I just think it's an even matchup on a neutral floor, probably a pretty good atmosphere. So Hampton has kind of broke out a little bit. They're in the Coastal now, a little bit bigger program. But I just don't know that they should be laying three possessions. So I think this is a good spot for Jackson State to potentially get a win. You're giving me 7 points on a neutral. I got to take that. I think Jackson State undervalued from the 1-9 start, and that would be my best bet for college basketball today.
All right. Adam, we got a couple minutes before we go to break here. Let me just ask you, what are you doing for the holiday? You got any plans besides testing all these cookies?
No, we'll be here up in chilly central New York. I'm from the Albany area, so I'll take a ride out there at some point. But no, we'll just be here hoping to not get like 3 feet of lake effect snow like we did over Thanksgiving. That'll be the goal.
Oh my God, that's a good goal to have. Make sure you check out his work. He is a professional sports handicapper for Wager Talk. Find him on X at Adam Trigger WT. It is our good friend Adam Trigger providing great insight and has done for a long time now. Adam, thank you.
Yeah, it's been great coming on with you guys. Hopefully you guys have another show at some point, because I'd love to be a guest again someday.
Well, we will definitely make that happen if somehow we're lucky enough to have this come together again. So thanks for everything, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Man, lake snow? I'm complaining about, ooh, it's a little chilly outside. I might have to bundle up. I might need to layer today. And he's like, yeah, we've got some lake snow that could snow us in for days at a time.
Yeah.
Maybe I just need to relax.
He's from that area. Like, if you're from the South, you're allowed to complain, like, about cold temperatures being, like, 40 degrees and colder. Like, I'm in the same boat as, like, Tua, where I'm like, 40 degrees, I'm not going to be performing. I'm going to be on the couch with my feet up, with my heated blanket. Do not disturb me.
You should do that. Chelsea didn't show up for the show today. Why? Well, it's under 40 degrees. That's why. You know that.
Outside.
Her feet are cold. Her feet are cold. She's not going to work from office when her feet are cold. What's wrong with you? Have some sensitivity.
Right?
I mean, I get that. Yeah. I mean, I'm from the South, too. I'm from Texas. So even now, I actually really like cold weather. But there's a time when I'm like, all right, I think I've had enough here. The lake snow, I know how to handle that. How about we handle some best bets and getting the people some money? One more chance to get on the right side of the ledger, and we'll find out what's going on inside the head of the Chalk Donkey. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. We're going to wrap things up one more again here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Stay right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.